Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the... excuse me. That wasn't good. From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Here's a quote from James Madison. I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom by the people by gradual and silent encroachments by those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. Without a doubt, being a police officer in these United States is one of the most difficult and dangerous jobs on the planet, without a doubt. You have to admire them who take the job. The American left has made its contempt of our police abundantly clear for several years now. They encouraged the BLM riots. They excused the damage done. They decree no punishment for those who did billions of dollars in property destruction over the summer of 2020. You know, was their coin of the realm. Lacking common sense and any skill at predicting the consequences of idiotic policies, they've doubled down on stupid in cities like New York, Chicago, D.C., and L.A. They're racking up homicides committed by career criminals repeatedly let loose on an unsuspecting public. On a daily basis, innocent victims are attacked, injured, or killed by violent perpetrators who've been released by cavalier lefty judges who become self-appointed social justice warriors. This explains the parade massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and nearly every other violent assault on innocent victims for the last year. Where the crime is going up is in these blue cities. The American left reveres the criminal over you, the law-abiding citizen. There could no longer be any doubt over that fact. The Democratic Party is quite simply pro-criminal. Now, the outrageous mismanagement of COVID as an instrument of population control will go down as the second worst political crime against the American people in U.S. history. First is the Hillary Clinton conceived Russia hoax. She and her cohorts belong in prison, as do Fauci, Collins, Birx, and all of those who pushed unsafe, ineffective injections of the millions of people who believe their lies about COVID. Each of those bureaucrats abused his position of power over the people, and they all, every single one of them, has blood on their hands. Another quote, if you will, from Madeleine L'Engle. Because to take away a man's freedom of choice, even his freedom to make the wrong choice, is to manipulate him as though he were a puppet and not a person. So how do we explain the fact that in countries around the world, Australia, the UK, the US, France, Belgium, Austria, and Canada, the police, those who were not fired for refusing the vaccine, have taken the opportunity to act like tyranny's handmaidens rather than protectors of the people, their essential charge, the reason they supposedly signed up for the job. Now in Canada, a few have sided with the trucker drivers' cause, but the rest seem to enjoy the opportunity to roust good, law-abiding, nonviolent protesters. The worst cases of police abuse have been in Australia and in New Zealand. In the UK, people are rudely rousted for not wearing masks, those stupid face diapers that do virtually nothing to prevent the transmission of COVID. In some American cities, the police are called to remove parents from school board meetings. Something's very, very wrong here, and we're being lulled into communism like frogs in a slowly warming pot. Our cops are doing the bidding of tyrannical mayors, governors, unelected health officers in the Biden administration. They should be on the side of freedom, not authoritarianism. I want to know what's going on. I was against defunding the police. I'm for the police. I've stood for the police. I stand for the police. But I don't stand for what they're doing. And that could be transitory. I could simply go to just not backing them anymore. And the left, the squad, for example, they're all in for defunding them. That policy's been disastrous everywhere. It's been tried. Minneapolis, Portland, Oakland, San Francisco, Chicago. The police have every reason to be angry and to feel unappreciated. They have been unceremoniously and unfairly maligned. But when they were given an opportunity to support those who so valiantly support them, like the Canadian truckers, too many have taken the protest as permission to abuse law-abiding citizens who are peacefully protesting. I understand their anger. They've been grossly unappreciated in all those cities that operate on the premise that the police are the problem. Others have been fired for some stupid violation within the woke culture that abhors free speech and unacceptable views. You know, like Trudeau, for example. There's no question about the fact the cops have been ridiculously restricted in their duties by the cancel culture that prevails and dictates they do not do their job. And it is increasingly getting them killed. So again, why aren't all the police in the nation on the side of the anti-mandate protesters? The vaccines have caused tens of thousands of deaths and injuries. Thousands of good cops, paramedics, nurses, doctors, and firefighters have been fired for refusing the jab. People who live in the moonbat blue cities who fire such people need to flee their states. Your emergency services have been drastically reduced. Just ask a New Yorker. The agents of the FBI have been equally traitorous to the public they are meant to serve. But even more than our police, they've become enemies of the people. The deep state that is a swamp Trump promised to drain has revised their mission. They've transformed into a group of functionaries who do a tyrannical government's bidding. The treatment of those who were barely present at the Capitol on January 6th is reminiscent of China's treatment of dissidents. These now vicious FBI agents have been sicked upon people like Tina Peters, a Mesa County clerk in Colorado. Peters is a Gold Star mother who had the audacity to question the legitimacy of the voting machines used in Colorado. Her home has been invaded by a dozen FBI agents who ransacked it and roughed her up without apology. The FBI is, they're now the DOJ's jackbooted stormtroopers. They behave similarly with countless people who were in D.C. on January 6th or have questioned the outcome of the 2020 election. We're living in the same version of tyranny as the Canadians. Why are our cops and FBI on the side of the authoritarians and not the people? This is a dangerous moment. The obvious answer is that many of those who find jobs in law enforcement seek power over others and permission to abuse that power when the opportunity arises. Capitol Police, they obviously had been given permission to be vicious, and they were. Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the man who killed Ashley Babbitt, was given a pass for murder of an unarmed veteran. He retains his senior position while good cops who kill criminals in the process of committing crimes, they're sent to prison. Our system of justice is badly broken. Criminals, even one like Quintez Brown, who tried to murder a mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, are bailed out by BLM, and good cops who kill career criminals are in prison. Something is amiss. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, we get told on a regular basis that you guys don't defend yourselves very often with a gun. It's just not a thing. But that's not true. Because across the country, people use legal guns to defend themselves and thwart crimes, but the reports often fly under the radar, and most people are unaware how often guns are used in self-defense cases. Enter Dr. John Lott. Having a gun is by far the safest course of action when people are facing a criminal by themselves. And let me explain why that is the case. Because most people, in my past, I have a hand-to-hand combat past, a powerlifting past, and a few other things that, you know, were physical. I was in the military, I was a kickboxer. But you know what? I'm 60 years old now. I've had open-heart surgery and everything that goes along with that. So now the bar for me is really low on when I would have to use a gun. My hand-to-hand combat days are way behind me. So, for me, the safest course of action is to have a gun. This is why I train with them. This is why I carry them. This is why I have them. John Lott pointed to women in particular who behave passively and are about 2.4 times more likely to end up being seriously injured than a woman who has a gun to protect herself. As crimes skyrocketed in major cities since 2020, instances of women using guns to protect themselves and stop crimes have repeatedly played out. Like the Chicago woman with concealed carry permit. She said in October, "Thank God I had my gun or I'd probably be dead right now." Because two would-be carjackers approached her outside a bank. In New Orleans, just a week ago, a mom, an Air Force veteran, pulled a gun on a man who tried to get into her car while she was sitting in gridlock traffic with her two-year-old son. She wasn't forced to fire the weapon, and the suspect took off. Now, Lott said that in a typical year, and he's the kind of guy that tracks this kind of stuff, you'll see about 2,000 defensive gun use stories. But he added that is a dramatic undercount because the vast majority of successful self-defense cases don't make the news. Lott stated that there's about 2 million defensive gun uses per year, according to the average of 18 national surveys. And the Heritage Foundation, which launched a database tracking how often guns are used in self-defense cases, cites the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who looked at various studies and found that Americans use firearms defensively between 500,000 and 3 million times a year. The reality, I think, this number shocks a lot of people, said Amy Swearer, a legal fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. She noted that even two outlier studies that found fewer instances of guns being used in self-defense, they still reported guns being used tens of thousands of times every year. The other thing, though, Lott said that people using guns in self-defense overwhelmingly don't even lead to a criminal being killed or wounded. Said 95% of defensive gun uses involve merely brandishing a gun, and less than 1% involve the attacker being killed or wounded. But most news stories only report on cases where attackers are killed and brandishings are ignored. And it's understandable someone getting killed is more newsworthy than a woman brandishing a gun and the criminal running away without committing a crime. But from a policy perspective, we care about both cases. Now, homicide rates broke records in at least 16 major cities last year, while parts of California were plagued by smash-and-grab robberies in cities like Philadelphia and Chicago, saw staggering spikes in carjackings. With the spike in crimes, came fears from city residents that they needed to protect themselves. So in Beverly Hills, for example, a gun store owner told Fox News earlier this year that sales recently spiked for him as residents look for a last-ditch effort for protection, even though the city has a long record of supporting leftist policy and gun control. It's a trend that has washed across the nation since 2020. The number of handgun concealed handgun permits surged to 21.52 million in 2020, a 48% increase since 2016 and a 10.5 increase from the same time last year. Lott said that last year women made up 28.3% of permit holders in the 14 states that provide data by gender, while permitted concealed carry among black Americans grew 135.7% faster than their white counterparts. And he also said the people who benefit the most from owning guns are also the ones who are the most likely victims of violent crime. Poor black Americans who live in high crime urban areas. He said, when I hear, well, excuse me, that Maj Teray said this. He said that he believes more black people would be alive if they were armed. So when I hear unarmed black man, I'm sad, he told Business Insider Weekly, because there should be no such thing. But, you know, everything I just told you is based upon studies and facts and statistics. Enter the activists and the researchers and the Democratic leaders that argue with more guns come more crime. Researchers from Boston University examined all 50 states between 81 and 2010 and found a robust correlation between gun ownership and gun homicide. Boston University professor of community health sciences Michael Siegler said of the research back in 2013, "This research is the strongest to date to document that states with higher levels of gun ownership have disproportionately large numbers of deaths from firearm-related homicides." And then gun control groups like the Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence argue that permissive concealed carry permitting states are linked to 8.6% higher firearm homicide rate and 13 to 15% higher violent crime rates compared to May-issue states. Recently, of course, Biden went to New York City and met with Mayor Eric Adams earlier this month, rolled out a plan to stop the flow of guns in the city, which will amount to nothing, bolster law enforcement, and increase funding for community policing. And a part of the plan also included the Justice Department issuing directives to every U.S. Attorney's Office nationwide to increase resources. Follow the stats. Follow the stats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignation to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. Ukraine officially declared a 30-day state of emergency beginning on Friday following a vote from the country's parliament. Officials in Ukraine continued to urge their citizens to leave Russia immediately and began calling military reservists to prepare for the possible invasion. This is USA Radio News. The People's Convoy is set to leave California, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The People's Convoy co-organizers say their chain of trucks driving from coast to coast in California and will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
This is a peaceful movement across the country, and while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal jury began deliberating this morning on the fates of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights by not providing medical aid during his fatal arrest and failing to stop their senior officer's excessive use of force. The U.S. District Court jury received their final instructions from Judge Paul Mangeson before the panel started weighing the evidence. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173. From
the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Just this one little sliver of Sudeten land. It's only going to be 14 days to stop the spread. It's just some street clearing in Canada. And now we have this from the Trudeau regime seeking to make their highly questionable power grab against the truckers protesting the Canada vaccine mandates as part of its permanent power. On Twitter, we get just now Chrystia Freeland details how some Emergency Act powers will be permanent. This ham-fisted crackdown, which involved confiscated bank accounts, targeting and removal of children and pets, the doxing of donors, the stealing of large crowdfunding takes, the arrest of leaders and horses trampling people. Although I didn't hear any mention of whips out there. Apparently, it's no longer going to be some sort of invoked emergency power if the Trudeau government gets its way. This is going to become a way of life. Obviously, the Trudeauvians like this feeling of power. They'd like more of it. 10 days to stop the spread? No, make that 10,000 days. Laws are for little people, and Trudeau flies above the law. Corporations are his handmaiden. Trudeau truly is his daddy's son, the one who lies buried in Havana. And he, too, dreams of being a dictator. Trudeau one time was being interviewed, and he said that the whole Cuba communist, Chinese communist, that kind of thing meant that you could affect, well, by turning on a dime, because you had that much power over your people, you could affect certain policies almost instantaneously. And he found that admirable. Now, the problem with those kind of policies, let's just take masking, for example. The masks never worked. The N95 masks might, but I mean, then you got to carry a sleeve of them every day. You got to change them every 2 hours. You got to dispose of them correctly. Nobody's doing that. I bought a mask from a company that I can actually breathe through, and when I'm wearing it, it's all for the benefit of the people looking at me. But I got one over on them because I can breathe in it, and, it's not actually doing anything. Sort of like the ones they're wearing. But mine's designed that way. Why does all this matter? Well, according to William A. Jacobson, writing in Legal Insurrection, this is not an irrelevant story for us Americans. He writes, Trudeau is dangerous not just because he's abusing Canadians, but because he's providing the wish list for crackdowns by Democrats in the U.S. We see it already. Big tech corporations through the Democrats' bidding and silencing critics through deplatforming, censoring content from publication or social media sharing, deplatforming websites from hosting companies, as in the case of Parler, from the cloud and app stores. Funding platforms like GoFundMe are pressured to suspend fundraising and deprive the beneficiary of the donations. And payment processors and banks are pressured to cut off deplorables. Removing the political opposition from the modern financial and technology systems is what Justin Trudeau is doing. And it's the dream of the political progressives in the U.S. It's already happening here, though not with the brazenness of Trudeau. The Biden administration gives cover to and encourages every one of the actions listed in my column by declaring political opposition domestic terrorists, even parents at school boards, and by broadly blurring the distinction between political dissent and terrorism. Social media platforms openly are solicited by the Biden administration to crack down on dissent. Now, here's the problem with this. When you take a bunch of people who, for the most part, aren't bothering anybody and don't intend to bother anybody, and you put them in a position where they feel like they have no other recourse, what do you think they're going to do? What is your belief that they're going to do? Now, currently, the Biden administration is grossly unpopular. They face terrible polls, and they're unlikely to cheat their way into winning the next election based on various legislative actions taken in the states. How likely would it be for the old dotard with no political future to start steps to increase his power? Now, that's probably a foregone conclusion. We do have more laws and protections here in the States than the Canadians do. But at some point, we're actually going to have to use them. We're actually going to have to use this power. We're actually going to have to use this veto. Now, if they're not really, if they can avoid being really stupid, maybe we can do this without bloodshed. But I got to tell you something. If I woke up and I had no access to my money, and they took my kids, and they took my dog, and they took my truck, and they took everything from me, and I still had the means, I would find what I could, and then I'm going to start organizing. And then I'm going to look who locally was the one that actually made this happen to me. And I'm starting there. This is not me advocating for violence. This is me simply stating what a lot of people are already thinking. America will not stand for this. We're going to have to use the powers available in the law. We're going to have to use, and coming up next, we're going to talk about those who didn't, because recently we had an opportunity, they got blown. The fact that these guys are out here operating in the open, that's the big mystery for me, because I'm sitting here going, I really don't understand what you guys are doing. This kind of stuff is the kind of stuff that starts issues that you guys will not be able to deal with. Maybe not in Canada, but definitely here. you guys are doing it quite boldly, and that's all fine and good, but I mean, this is not going to turn out well. This is not going to work for you. That's their problem. They don't think you'll do anything. They don't think you'll rebel. They don't think that you'll push back. I understand that because, well, they've gotten where they've gotten to with not a whole lot of pushback at all. They own everything. They control most everything. Okay. The problem is that they have put us out on this little peninsula of a vestige of what America is supposed to be, and they have caused us to take stock of what they are. And yeah, they're really unpopular. And yeah, they're not going to be able to cheat their way through some of these things. They're going to try, without a doubt. They are going to try. Look for that to happen. But at the same time, this is why the DOJ is suing all of these states. Because they got out there and said, not on my watch, pal. I got a fiduciary duty. I took an oath that I intend to keep. Of course, they don't understand that, of course. That's one of those things they just don't quite get. They just don't quite get it. But we had a moment where we could have done something, and we failed to do it. And when I tell you why we failed to do it, you're going to get sort of angry. As you should. Because I got plenty angry when I saw this. Very angry. Especially with one of these cats because he works for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show comes to you from DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. One thing I want to encourage, if you're looking for a gun, and if you want to, and this goes through March the 31st, if you go to guns.com/lock, all of their certified used guns, you can get 5% off by using the product code LOADED5, all uppercase, LOADED5. Guns.com/lock. Promo code LOADED5. If you were to ask any vaccine skeptics about their objections to the vaccine mandate, you would probably get two answers. First, they're concerned about the effectiveness and side effects of the vaccine. And the authorities frequently redefine the term fully vaccinated by adding boosters. That also alarms them. They're also troubled by government overreach, and they realize that once freedoms and rights are encroached upon by the government, they're never given back completely. Now, the Biden administration has successfully mandated vaccines for health care workers, military personnel, non-citizen air travelers, while their attempts to mandate the vaccine for federal government contractors and employees and private sector employees have failed. There have been proposals to vaccinate children, including those under 5. State administrators have imposed restrictions on movement, access to public spaces, and public assembly. There have been instances of police arresting and fining individuals for merely attending a party or being part of religious gatherings. While other restrictions can be undone, over a period of time, the citizen understands that the vaccine, once injected into your body, is that's a permanent thing. It has happened. It cannot be undone. So, since the Democrats have been dogmatic about vaccine mandates, the people look towards the Republicans for support. And the good news, and I mean, you would think this would be good news, the good news is that, the Republicans have been showing the way to challenge undemocratic mandates. On Tuesday, February 15th, Republican Senator Mike Lee proposed an amendment to defund vaccine mandates for medical workers, military personnel, federal employees, etc. He distributed copies of his letter to his Senate colleagues on behalf of himself and Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, Mike Brown of Indiana, Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Ted Cruz of Texas. Here is a key excerpt from the letter. We have consistently opposed President Biden's federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, which would force millions of Americans to choose between an unwanted medical procedure and being able to provide for their families. For legal, constitutional, and policy reasons, we remain not only strongly opposed to the mandates, but also firmly convinced that the rise of inaction on our part, or the risk of inaction on our part, is unacceptably high. And this got some support from a lot of his fellow GOP senators. The problem was not that it was not enough to pass the amendment. His amendment failed in a 46-47 vote. A mere day later, on Wednesday, February 16th, Republican Senator Ted Cruz proposed an amendment to the budget that would block federal funding for schools and child care centers that mandate COVID-19 vaccines for children. Actually, a very astute proposition. And he said, while introducing his amendment, enough is enough. It's time to stop the petty tyrants imposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates on families across the country. No child should be denied an education because of his or her personal medical choice. Schools shouldn't get federal taxpayer dollars to trample on our constitutional liberties. It's time for all of us to take a stand. Are you with parents and kids or with power-hungry politicians? And he even tweeted a warning to Republican senators not to skip town for his amendment. On Twitter, no Republican senators should leave town this afternoon. Schumer's panicking right now because Dems will lose the vote on my amendment and Senator Mike Lee amendment to block Biden's vaccine mandates and block mandates on kids. The only way Dems win the vote is if the R's skip town. Quite prophetic. Much like the support for Senator Lee's amendment, Cruz's fellow GOP senator's support was not enough to pass the amendment. His amendment failed in a 44-49 vote. The problem here for both of these amendments was with six GOP senators. Now, the usual suspects, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, voted against the amendment. She was joined by Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina, Mitt Romney of Utah, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma were absent. And they didn't have to be absent. They weren't sick. They didn't have to be absent. Graham was in the UK focused on defending Ukraine and holding Putin accountable. See, the problem with Lindsey is that Lindsey thinks politics is a game of chess. And he delights in playing chess. The only problem is he doesn't know how to play chess. On Twitter, great meeting with my good friend, Prime Minister at Boris Johnson, who's one of the leading conservative voices in the world. Sure. The U.S.-UK relationship remains foundational to our foreign policy and who we are as a people. Now, the problem is that Lindsey Graham is one of 100 senators. He can make no promises nor deliver anything without he being part of a body that delivers something to the desk of the president to be signed that has also been approved by the House. So he's not a statesman that's out there running around making any changes. And 19 GOP senators voted in favor of averting a government shutdown, which means they handed the Democrats more time to fund their anti-citizen agenda. Last year, 80 House Republicans voted to fund the creation of a federal vaccination database. Now, all polls and trends suggest that the GOP will have emphatic wins, such that they will have a majority in both the House and the Senate. But we're back to what I was saying earlier. Power is meaningless unless those that are in power use it. And Republicans, for some reason, are... They're reluctant to do that. They are very aware that their constituents are deeply skeptical about the vaccines, and they want to be able to choose what to inject in their bodies Yet two of them sided with Democrats and four were absent, and this is inexcusable. There shouldn't be a bigger concern for senators than that of their constituents. The constituents are merely demanding freedom of choice, which is essential in a democracy. And the Republicans must remember that in a democracy, the voter lends power to their representatives. And this representative doesn't own power. They're merely custodians of power. And so they're obliged to act in the interest of the people. Lindsey Graham, as one, does not believe that. And it doesn't matter. Right now, this minute, everybody here trips over themselves. There'll be 20 people that will want to primary him. None of them will pull ahead of the pack because they'll all have the same consultant. And they'll all be saying the same thing, and Lindsey will just look like, Lindsey's on all these things and he's got all this seniority. Why wouldn't we leave him in there? This is why. So don't have, if we take the Senate and the House, don't get your hopes up too high. First of all, we're not going to have that two-thirds majority to overcome any vetoes. So nothing really is going to change. All this is going to be is a slight arrest of the Biden administration. If some of the Republicans side with the Democrats for key issues and block the overall agenda of the people, the public's going to run out of patience. Period. And the Republicans need to remember that patience, when needlessly provoked, turns to fury. Be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be what it is. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Texas Sykes makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.